Sometimes it feels like with everything going on in politics, it's just too much.
Yeah.
It can feel like things are happening so fast.
Absolutely.
All those executive orders and firings and whole departments just gone. And then the research and education budgets, it's like,
It can be a lot.
it can make you feel powerless.
Yeah.
Like, what can you even do?
Right.
But that's what I think is so interesting about what we're going to deep dive into today.
Okay.
This blog, it's called Operation Sunshine.
Mm.
And their tagline is, because democracy is a contact sport.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it really got me thinking, like, what if there are ways to actually speak up and make a difference, directly?
Yeah, I'm curious. What's Operation Sunshine all about?
Well, that's the thing. They're all about this idea of using sunshine laws.
Sunshine laws.
Yeah, have you heard of those?
I have, but I'm not sure I totally understand how they work.
Me neither at first. But basically, it's this whole idea that you can actually go to these local government meetings, like city council or town halls, and you can speak directly to your representatives.
Really? So, like, instead of just calling or emailing?
Exactly.
Huh.
And the blog makes this really interesting point about how, all those calls and emails, they can get lost in the noise, right?
I can only imagine.
But when you show up in person,
You can't be ignored, right?
yeah, it's like you're right there in front of them, making your voice heard.
I like that.
And it all ties back to these sunshine laws, which guarantee public access to government meetings and records.
Oh, so it's like a legal right to participate.
Exactly.
So how do these sunshine laws actually work?
Well, it depends on the state. But basically, they give you the right to know what your local government is doing and to be a part of the process. Like, you can request meeting agendas and minutes, even get access to some government
So
documents.
it's all about transparency then.
Yeah, and accountability.
Yeah.
Like, when you're standing there in front of your local officials and you're talking about how these big political changes, at the national level, were actually affecting your community.
Yeah, you're holding them accountable, right?
Right.
I see that.
It's really interesting because Operation Sunshine makes this connection to ancient Athens.
Oh, wow. How so?
Well, in ancient Athens, they had this direct democracy, right?
Yeah.
So every citizen could actually participate in making decisions.
Right.
Obviously, our system is different. It's a representative democracy.
Right.
But the blog is saying, well, we can still learn from that idea of direct engagement. We can use these sunshine laws to make our voices heard in a more, well, direct way.
It kind of brings it back to the local level, which is something we often lose sight of.
Right. And I think that's what's so powerful about this whole idea. Like, we were talking about feeling powerless with all these big political changes. But when you focus on your local community and you engage with your local representatives.
You actually have a chance to make a difference, right?
Exactly.
It's interesting to think about, how those big national changes can really filter down and have such a direct impact on local communities.
Absolutely. And that's where Operation Sunshine is saying, hey, you can do something about it. You can actually go to these meetings. You can speak up about how, for example, the recent executive order on education funding is affecting your local schools, or how the elimination of a certain government department is impacting your community.
So it's about connecting those dots,
Right.
right? Between what's happening nationally and the local impact.
Yes. And Operation Sunshine even gives you like step-by-step instructions on their blog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have links to resources where you can find meeting schedules for your local government, your county, even your state. And they have guides on how to contact your officials and how to get on the agenda to speak.
Wow. So it's really actionable then.
Exactly.
Huh. That's really impressive.
One thing that really stuck with me was this line from the blog, "Votes won't matter if we let what they see as a democratic erosion continue."
Oh, that's a powerful statement.
Right.
And I think it speaks to the urgency that they're feeling, Like, don't wait for the next election, act now.
Exactly. And I think that's so important for our listener to hear. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like your voice doesn't matter, well, Operation Sunshine is saying, no, it does matter.
Your voice
And
matters.
here's a way you can make it heard.
Right. Go to these meetings, use those sunshine laws, and speak up about what matters to you.
Because, like they say, democracy is a contact sport.
Right. That's right.
So, for our listener, maybe this is something to think about.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
What would you say if you had the chance to speak directly to your local government officials?
It's a good question.
What message would really resonate in your community? What would you want them to know? Maybe take a look at Operation Sunshine. See what meetings are happening near you and you know,
take that step.
Take that step.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what you can achieve.
I agree.
I think it's worth a shot.